New Yorkers and New Jerseyans, we're an opinionated bunch, right? We have a take on everything, from who has the best pizza in the neighborhood to the appropriate time of night to turn the volume of your music down, and nothing, nothing riles a local on the go more than people clogging up the sidewalk. It's the walker's equivalent of a car doing the posted speed limit in the left lane. Sure, yeah, we're all going in the same direction, but come on, people gotta get to work here. Well, WNYC's James Ramsey tried to take New Yorkers' temperature on this very topic to put together the ultimate guide to New York City's sidewalk etiquette, and he joins us now.
Hello, Sean.
Okay, James, so what made you want to ask New Yorkers to define the city's sidewalk etiquette?
Yeah, you know, like you said, it's, hey, I'm walking here is a tale as old as time. I also think that there's been some things that have changed. I mean, I think maybe 15 years ago, the iPhone was not ubiquitous in everyone's hand. 10 years ago, I don't think you had e-bikes jumping the curb to make deliveries. During the pandemic, everybody got a dog, and now they all have to walk across the entire sidewalk to use the bathroom. So, you know, there are new things to be angry at. At the same time, you know, we had a little bit of a hypothesis of like maybe coming out of the pandemic, there would be a mood shift and we might have a little more of a generous attitude towards sidewalk shenanigans. I mean, there's not as many office workers, tourists. If you think they're annoying, they're also essential to the city. And it's also a point of pride that, you know, that family of five in Texas A&M t-shirts looking up at these skyscrapers. Yeah, that's right. Thank you for being here. This is a good place to admire. I appreciate that. So I thought, you know, maybe we would have a different attitude about, you know, do we just gripe about everything and is everything an inconvenience? Guess what we found, Sean?
Oh, man, I'm so curious to hear what you found.
People are not generous. People are still angry. That's what we found.
Classic, sure.
And, you know, this was a survey. It's a self-selecting bunch. People did not volunteer to say, oh, I love everyone. But we got 412 responses. Almost every single one of them said, the sidewalk is a two-way street. Keep to the right. And if you need to slow down for any reason, move all the way over to the far and get out of the way. A lot of people complained about groups that walk, you know, more than two people side by side. A lot of people complained about dogs dragging their leash across the sidewalk and creating, you know, a trip hazard. We created a March Madness style bracket here with different sidewalk characters wondering, you know, all things being equal, are there certain people who get the right of way? Do you let a parent with a stroller get a pass? Or do you let teens who don't know any better who are standing in the middle of the sidewalk screaming at each other, do they, you know, get a pass? And it turns out the readers kind of hated everybody except for seniors. If you were a senior and you were moving slow in the middle of the sidewalk, you earned it. And no one has the right to gripe about you.
So a lot of this sounds familiar, right? People holding hands, I'm going to sound like a Grinch saying this, but people blocking the sidewalk while they're holding hands is one of my personal ones. But is there anything that surprised you from the responses you got or mentioned an etiquette rule that you hadn't thought of?
You know, Sean, I think a lot of the etiquette stuff in people's mind has to do with this person who's doing something wrong needs to take it upon themselves to be better, to get out of my way, to follow the rules. The flip side of the etiquette thing is, if somebody is in my way, what is the polite way, if you care about being polite, what is the polite way to ask them to move out of the way? Because even sometimes saying, excuse me, can sound a little harsh. And so if I'm trying to tone it down, what do I do? And there was one woman who reached out. Her name is Cynthia Blumberg. She's 34. And she told me that during the pandemic, she had started to lose mobility due to a spinal issue. And she wound up in a wheelchair. And now that she's in her current state, she's started to think a lot differently about how she treats people who are moving slow for whatever reason, whether that's something like a disability or if they're old or if they're just a slower mover. You don't know everybody's story. And so I asked her, I said, you know, how would you like to be addressed by somebody if somebody wants you to get out of their way? And this is what she said.
If they could say, ma'am, and, you know, just, I'm so sorry, I have to get by you, or I apologize, I'm in a rush. You know, when they say that, you know, it's like, well, at least they've expressed their need, too, because others also legitimately do need to get where they're going.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So, James, we got to ask, do you have a sidewalk etiquette rule that people should follow?
You know, what I've been thinking about, you know, especially in post-pandemic Manhattan walking around, is that not all times and locations are created equal. If it's rush hour and you have an army of office workers trying to get down the sidewalk, you probably have the awareness to not let a dog block the whole thing. But there have been times where I've been walking around, say, like Central Park, and, you know, on a Saturday or on a beautiful afternoon, and I'm trying to weave around people and people are in my way. And it occurs to me that everybody else is having a leisurely stroll. They're chatting with friends. They're moving slow. They're doing their thing. I'm the only one who's getting worked up. I'm the only one whose heart rate is exploding. Maybe I'm the chump here. Like, maybe I need to teach myself to calm down. I think that's what I'm working with right now.
That's WNYC's James Ranzi. You can read his guide to city sidewalk etiquette and see our March Madness-style bracket featuring a very dignified-looking James. We'll let you go see it for yourself on who gets sidewalk priority. That's all on our news website, Gothamist, so be sure to check that out. And James, thanks so much.
Thank you, Sean.